Blog Talk Radio.
Lock up and death and sell some music. And now.
Hey there, YouTubers.
What's chicken?
What's up, YouTubers? Ooh, do that again.
YouTubers.
Ooh.
See, no, you can't say tubers because it makes me think of biology.
Baby.
Does it?
Baby.
Wow.
Say that again.
More often than
you say tubers and I hear tube worms and I start thinking Star Trek. Deep Space Nine.
You know what? It's something wrong with all
of them. Wow. That's the best one, too, by the way.
Yes, it is. I love me some Deep Space Nine.
Is somebody getting a text over there? Should I know what that text is, Corey?
It's probably weather alert.
Did you get
that text?
My text? No, you cannot know what my text is.
I just hope it's a phone. Not.
I heard that shit vibrate. I know what it is.
Mine don't vibrate. It dinged. So you just missed the ding, but it did.
You are under a flood warning.
You
yes,
all
missed
exactly
the ding.
Yes. We all miss the ding-a-ling. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
We're not going to even try to lie about that. That is
no, we're just going to be straight up. Yep, sure do.
That is the truth. All right. We're going to take it down for our blog talkers whenever they're listening to it up there on the Eye of Tunes. Can't snow.
Oh,
the show. Do I have you?
No.
Snap out of
no.
it.
Okay. I'm good. I'm here. I'm good. Okay. It is May 7th, 2015. It's Thursday. It's time for our Rough Around Ready show. I'm Snow White. The lady over there is Corey.
I'm sorry.
Who's getting dirty text messages.
No.
And will not share them.
That is not what that was about. The moral of this story is never let pre-teenagex make your tea for you and put it in a cup with a lid that she can screw tightly, because when you take it off, it's just going to burn your hand. There you go.
I don't think you need tea. You're already hyper.
Tea doesn't make me hyper. It actually relaxes me.
It makes me hyper as fuck. But that's just... All right. So we also have Ginger Rocks up in the hizzle, who is over there in the corner. Hi, Ginger.
Hello.
What was that?
I have no idea.
That was her English side coming out. Hello, Bobbit.
Hello, Bobbit.
Who is sending dirty pictures? Really?
It's not a dirty picture. I was showing you something. Look at it.
Wait a minute. I don't even know where it is. I got too many windows open. You know what?
Send it to me. About?
It's not a dirty picture, I promise. Ooh, it's not a dirty picture.
Ooh.
Right?
Wow.
Right?
It's not dirty, but damn, I'm thinking dirty thoughts. Okay.
That's what I'm dealing with over here. That is what I'm dealing with over here. Okay. And then we have Master Blaster, who is our dose of testosterone, because you know we need some testosterone.
Holla in the house.
Okay, so no, when I say testosterone, you're supposed to be manly, not dorky.
No, he went.
Be manly.
That wasn't dorky. That was hood.
That was hood. What are you talking
about?
That
was not hood. That was like
that was hood
a white guy trying to be hood.
If I said hood light, it was hood light.
Okay, hood light. All right.
Hood light, L-I-T-E. Hood light.
Yes, hood light. Is that like a headlight just...
You know what? We need to move along. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. I think we need to move along.
I think so. All right. I'm going first. I called it.
What? How you?
Ladies always go first.
Then why am I going first? I ain't no fucking lady. All right.
Snap all over your face.
Snap. All right. This is really short, but I just thought it was funny. So you know how the NSA was trying to claim that the data collection it did was authorized by Congress and it had every right to do it and blah, 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 blah?
Yeah, cut them bitches.
Yeah, the Court of Appeals, the second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals actually ruled today that the NSA's collection of phone call metadata was not authorized by Congress.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So the NSA did all of this?
Kind of saw that coming.
The NSA is in trouble. The court said that a lower court ruling was an error when it ruled in December of 2013 that an American Civil Liberties Union lawsuit against the NSA be dismissed. The ACLU sued the NSA over its collection of bulk telephony metadata, arguing that it violated the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution concerning warrantless searches. That is right. So the NSA just got the smackdown by the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Wow. That's kind of scary that they did all of that and did not have anybody's permission at all.
Yeah, they didn't. They just did it to do it. So, fuck the NSA. They just got themselves smacked down.
That's right. So, what action are they going to take? Did they say what they were going
to? There's no action listed there yet. However, considering that it just happened today, it's going to take a while to know what actions are going to happen because of that, but I have a feeling that the lawsuit that was dismissed may be reinstated, because it's not like charges, you know, it's not like double jeopardy. A lawsuit is not double jeopardy. It can be reinstated, but if it was like legal charges or criminal charges brought up against the NSA or whatever, and somebody at the NSA, then it couldn't be reinstated because of double jeopardy. But because it was just a lawsuit, a civil lawsuit, it can be reinstated. So I have a feeling that that particular lawsuit's going to be reinstated and the NSA's in some deep shit.
Ooh, that's going to be good. I cannot wait to hear that juice. Oh, my God.
Yes, that is going to be awesome. I'm going to keep an eye on that particular mm-hmm. subject. But I wanted to roll up with that because that was good news for us in the technology age.
I mean, call me skeptical, but I don't know really what – I don't know. I mean, do you think something really bad – I mean, the NSA's really going to get their hands slapped really hard, or is it like a – that was really bad. You should have done that.
I think if they end up getting any kind of legal action done against them at all, that somebody in the NSA is going to take the fall. Unfortunately, it's probably going to be one of the peons. It's not going to be the head of it. But every now and then, when a government agency fucks up, the head of that government agency has to step down. So I'm hoping that the head of the NSA ends up having to be forcefully retired or has to resign. You know, be forced to resign the position. I'm hoping that's what's going to happen. Chances are it's going to be a peon that has to take the fall.
Chances are it'll be a peon that was against it from the get-go.
True. I agree.
This is going to... See, now Blast, you got me all paranoid. What if they don't do anything to them?
They probably won't. I mean, I'm sorry, but they probably won't.
I think they will do something just as a show to try to appease the average American citizen, but I don't think it will be to the extent that it needs to be, because that was the invasion of privacy of millions of Americans. Millions. So
right.
I do think that needs to be a little more intense than just, you know, slap on the wrist.
Does it make you guys ever wonder, when you're staring at your phone, if the NSA is staring back at you? Because I get that. I sometimes wonder about that.
Yeah, you know.
Because, you know, exactly. especially with Google's facial recognition software. So, basically,
God.
If you got any of the latest.
Don't tell Corey that. She's going to be freaked out now every single time she looks at her phone.
If you got any of the latest Android drops, if you look at your phone, it can tell that you're looking at it. So it won't lock on you as long as there's a face that it can tell is looking at it.
Oh, did you know that Siri does it now when you talk, if you say her name? I had to turn that feature off because it was very scary. Mm-hmm. I accidentally
That's
said
creepy.
Something. I said serious, and she was like, yes. Oh, huh? What the fuck you mean? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's no, like, bitch. I'm turning you off. No.
That's like when you say, okay, Google, and your phone's like, beep, beep, and it's like ready to listen to what you have to say. You just have to say, okay, Google. And I've been in a room with
Siri.
A lot of people talking. And I say, okay, Google, and boom, Google's ready. Isn't that weird? That kind of freaks me out. I'm just saying, like, I did not think about that. So I went and saw a movie recently that made me really think about that.
What movie was that?
I knew you were going to ask me that, and then my brain just completely went blank. It was that new AI movie. It was that new AI movie that came out.
The one with the robot, Biffy, whatever his name is, Sappy.
No, not that stupid movie.
What?
No.
Sappy?
I don't remember his
name. Hold on a second.
Oh, my God. Man.
My brain just completely went, Ex Machina. Whatever. That is what I went and saw. So, yeah.
Biffy, Sappy, really?
Because, I mean, think about it this way. It's like, if the NSA was doing that, then the phone companies couldn't call them out, because the phone companies are probably doing it too, and they'd have
to. Well, they've been doing it. We know that. If anybody knows their history from history class, back during the Cold War and all that, when they started listening to phone calls, if you said a series of words like bomb, you know, terrorist or whatever, automatically they start recording your call. So, yeah, that one of them. You better stop. Cut that shit out, man. You already know we're watched.
Explosion.
How do you think we get somebody in? Come on, man. I got to say, like, certain keywords every week, man. It's how we get new people to listen. I say these words.
Go ahead, say
some
it.
Some poor bastard stuck in some cubicle somewhere for the NSA.
There was an article recently about how the NSA
falls in love, tells his friends about it. We get five more listeners.
There's an article recently how the NSA uses natural language processing, right, to be able to turn your text, your voice into text so that they can search through it.
See?
Yeah.
Now,
that kind of world.
Here's the flip side of that.
All I got to say is if the NSA is listening to me, then they're hearing some dirty shit.
Yeah.
Doing it.
They're some dirty bastards if they are, right?
What I was going to say, the flip side of that is, before I got all slipped on, Snow just stuck her hand all over my mouth. Shut up, bitch. I'm talking. Is that you have a lot of people that
yes,
are paranoid for no reason. I mean, if you're not doing anything, you have no reason to be paranoid. You have no reason to assume that somebody's listening in on your conversation. If you're just getting recipes from grandma, don't be like, they're listening to my conversation. Don't give a fuck about your apple pie recipe, really. They just don't.
I would like to have
the apple pie recipe?
Yeah, but the NSA is not looking for you because you were giving out apple pie recipes.
Oh, that's true.
So some people are overly paranoid. You know what? They're overly paranoid about the wrong things, as I think that gets me. You know, y'all know what we do for, some of us have done for a living or do for a living, is you have those people that are seriously convinced that certain things are happening with their emails. Somebody's watching my email. And then they'll give you their credit card number.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, do you know how backwards that is? You're worried about your email, but you're giving out your credit card number freely.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need to be watching. You know, be aware of what you need to be paranoid about. You don't give out your credit card number.
Or your social security number, your address. Like, all those things are normal things that that people ask you in the course of your day, right? And you're just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was worried about my grandmother, you know, and all of you should be worried about your grandparents. They did not grow up in this age, and some of them don't understand things that you shouldn't give out over the phone. But I love that my grandmother, I didn't even have to teach her what not to tell anybody. So I'm sitting there, she answers the phone one day, and she's like, hello, what? My computer? My computer's broke. Bitch, fuck you. Bam, she hangs up the phone. So then he calls back, I just need to get your information. Oh, you need my credit card number. Here, write this down. 555. Fuck you. Click. And she hangs up the phone. I love when they call me. They start asking me for information. I'm not giving them anything over the phone. I don't know you. And then they start asking me, can I pay for this? Are they going to do this to me? I was like, come on over here. I'll give them my address. Come to my house. And I'm like, okay, the address part? No, Nana, but you got the rest of it down. So you all that have grandparents or older parents, please teach them information that they should not be giving out to strangers that just call them at random. Don't give out your social, your address, your name, anything personal. Just hang up. They can't do anything to you. If they knew where you were, they wouldn't have to call you. They'd be at your front door.
Yeah.
They don't.
That's right.
Yeah. I got a phone call today on my goddamn cell phone, which annoys the fuck out of me. It's not supposed to be listed anywhere. But anyway, son of a bitch calling me with some accent not from here, saying that they're from the U.S. government, and, you know, I qualified for, you know, government loans up to such and such amount, and if I'll just give them my information. And I was like, fuck you.
Well, it
fuck
depends.
You in the ass. I hope I get rapes you.
Yeah, they could be from the U.S. government. Depends on their accent. What kind of accent was it? Because they're like, hello, I'm from the U.S. government. Could have been Arnold. You never know.
No, it
sounded like Indian or something.
Another one that's going around where they call and they say they're from Michelangeli something and Associates. That was my favorite one. I caught that. I've been waiting to catch them because they always call when I'm busy. I can't answer the phone. And I finally got on the phone the other day and I said, yeah, we have a case against you, you know, in the county where you live. I was like, really? What's the cause number? Well, there's no cause number. I'm just going to be serving this to your house. I was like, okay, first of all, you know, this is how I run Scamback. I am a lawyer, so I'm going to need the cause number, and I'm going to need to speak to your boss, whoever Mr. Associate is that works. I think maybe we have the wrong number. No, you don't have the wrong number. What's your name? Yeah, so those are fun. I love to get those on the phone. Anyway.
Now, I do want to give a couple of points for those who might be listening and have no idea how to deal with these. Number one, ask them what company they're with, and then look up the customer service number yourself online and then call the customer service number yourself. Do not give your information to anybody who calls you.
Right.
Don't do it. Call the company back.
You
make sure that you're doing that.
Actually, like, this person that's calling me is very much a scam. If you have a phone number, because usually you guys have caller ID, or you have a service that lists a number, or your cell phone lists a number. If you look it up, there's sites now that are dedicated to tell you
mm-hmm.
that this person is a scam.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to give them very simple instructions
right.
for those that may not.
Yeah. Well, they got an extra instruction. If you can get the number,
yeah.
you just put it in Google search. You don't have to look for anything. Just put the phone number in, and it'll actually pop up all the websites that say
yes.
this is a scam. There's one called scambusters.com, all these kind of stuff. So you can find them really easy.
Yeah, I think Snow's suggestion was really good, by
yeah.
the way.
Yeah.
Very
secondly, if they say they're with the company and they need your money and they need to get this information from you, say something like, well, if you're with the company, then you already have my information. You don't need it. So why are you calling me?
Or just pull a Nana and say, fuck you, and hang up.
That'll work, too. Yeah. But do not give any information, financial, personal, whatever, over the phone to anybody who calls your house and asks for it.
Mm-mm.
That's not kosher. That's not going to happen. Also, do not give out your information to anybody who sends you emails asking for it. Do not click on any links that say you owe us money, click here to pay. Do not do that, ever.
Or my favorite one that people always fall for, your PayPal account is in jeopardy. Click here. No, you go straight
yes.
to PayPal.com and
exactly.
check that way. Don't click
I get
that
those email. Emails all the time.
I do, too, from emails that I don't even have a PayPal account with.
The key thing is, if you think that something's going on with your account, or if you're worried about it, don't take that person's word. Don't go with the email link. Go directly, like Corey said, go directly to the website, go directly to the source, call the people, email, or call the people, go to the website, whatever. Check it yourself. Do not just assume that everybody who's contacting you is
on the up and
not
up.
Gonna, exactly, because
yep.
a lot of people want to fuck you over, so keep that in mind.
Yeah, calling them back is, I said again, that's no, it was a great suggestion, calling them back at their customer service. I'm saying, just say, I'm going to call you right back. Do you have like an ID or something I can give them when I call back? And you call
exactly.
them back
yep.
at that
yep.
number.
That ID is a dead giveaway if they don't have an ID, because most companies do that now. Most all companies, somebody has, they have a special ID number that's coded just to that particular person. So,
yep.
All right. And I wish I could share a story along those lines, but I cannot.
All right. I can tell a story now?
No. It might.
No.
Turn.
No, it's my turn.
Okay. I'll go last. Fine.
All right. I got to do this.
Oh, you made her sad.
I have a horrible
Look at that.
Feeling that this is the same one that Blaster was trying to get. We'll do it first. All right, so.
Does your story have legs? Because if it does, probably.
No. All right, so Steam. Steam Greenlight. We've heard a lot of iffy games coming out of it. There was one
that
called
we
Kill
about.
The Faggot.
What?
Not even kidding you.
It's called what? I want to make sure I heard that correctly.
It's called Kill the Faggot. And I hate that word, but that's the name of the title. Anyways, it was currently on, was on Steam Greenlight. Anyone LGBTQ needs to die, deserves to die, are weird and deserve to die. Hate gays want to unleash your frustration with the LGBT community. Well, now is your chance. Murder gays and transgenders while avoiding killing straight people. Get as many points before time runs out.
Somebody throw up a screenshot if you got
it. Yeah, did you say, but hold on a second, in all seriousness, it sounded like you said transgenders. You mean transgender. Right?
Transgender, my bad.
She's super tired. We got to give her some.
I'm so tired.
I know.
You know what?
Okay,
I'm afraid to look.
So.
I don't want to look this up on my computer because the NSA is watching my shit.
Go ahead and throw it up, Ginger.
Oh my God.
Are you serious? I was hoping you were joking. Really?
No, I'm so serious. It was created by Scaldic Games. They're from the Los Angeles area, actually.
That is. Okay.
Mm. Yeah. Of course, they say, you know, Kill the Faggot violates Steam submission rules. It was pulled, thankfully.
Okay.
I just can't even believe this has got up there. Murder gays and transgenders, I'm so sorry, while avoiding killing straight people.
Okay, no. Can I read a quote that I just found? Can I read this real fast
yes.
on your screen? He says, this guy Herman, whatever the fuck his name is, says, I didn't make this game to attack LGBT people personally, and no, I don't hate gays and and think they should be treated fairly, but I made this game just to piss off those people that are way too overly sensitive, which includes straight people. Okay, hold on. Wait, so you made a game about killing people. You use a horribly derogatory term. No matter how the term is used, it's derogatory. And you put this up, and the whole description says, you want to take out your frustration with gay people? Shoot them. And you're saying that you don't hate gays, that you made it just to piss people off who are, quote, too sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, pull your head out of your ass, because us being too sensitive is not the problem. You being too much of a douchebag, that is the problem.
This guy clearly hates gays. I'm sorry. Clearly. He can dance around it all he wants, but you create a game like this? This is exactly what this is. This is not trying to troll someone. This is you hate gays,
and
you are acting out.
Let me tell you, the funny thing is, it may not even be that he hates gays. It may have been that he subscribed to the any press is good press mantra and thought this was going to get him good press. But you have to be careful when you decide what kind of press you're going to put out there. This is not one that you want to put out there. There's a whole lot of gay, transgendered, bi, transsexuals in the gaming industry. A ton. Mm-hmm. I happen to know of one. I'm not going to call her out. But is a very good friend of mine. Actually, Ginger, you met her at when we went to Rooster Teeth event. You probably didn't even know. You see, would never have known, and I'll tell you who it was.
It's not like they go around wearing name tags. Hey, I'm gay.
Well, no, not gay. It
no, transgender.
She was transgendered.
Okay, again.
But you know my point. It doesn't really matter. We're all gamers,
right.
and you shouldn't be. We already get picked on enough for you to do something like this. It's idiotic, and it's not going to work out well for you.
Let me read another. Don't change your screen, Ginger. So he says, send me all the hate mail you want, but stop sending out vicious hate mail to our actors and licensed bands. They have nothing to do with this minigame and are not featured in it. And this is the best part. That just proves my point that the majority of the LGBT community are truly the hateful ones, sending threats and horrible messages to everyone they think is involved with this project. And he continues. He says, as for an apology, ain't gonna happen. To everyone that got overly offended, good. That's what we were going for. Just wait for our next game we are working on. It's going to be way more offensive than this one.
I like how he cries whenever he cries that, oh, everybody's stop sending hate mail to me. He's crying about that. And he says, but I just did this to piss off people. Right. So how about this? How about stop crying about it when people send you email? Can you maybe...
Shut up, little bitch. That's what you do.
Don't want the backlash. Don't create a game that is obviously you hating on people. I mean, this is...
And honestly, any actor or band involved in a game like this deserves hate mail.
They weren't involved in this game, but they were involved in other games he's working on. And if I were
whatever.
Band,
you know what? Whatever.
Again,
you
I would
know. You know the company you're involved with. You know what you're getting. See, this just. You know what? I'm. No.
If you're gonna troll low, then you better be able to handle the backlash from that, right?
Yes.
Apparently, he's never done troll lowing, which I don't think he was doing anyways. I really believe, legitimately, like you said, he probably is racist bigot, right?
He is, and
he's probably just using this as, oh no, I was just trolling you when he couldn't handle the pressure. Like, that's really what it is. Because if he was professional troll, then all the hate mail wouldn't bother him. That's all I'm saying about that. He's apparently not a professional troll, so I think that legitimately he probably did put this out there to insult and to belittle the LGBT community. And now he's just sad to get caught.
You know what the funny thing is? There's probably not anybody even in the LGBT community that's going after him. It is most likely straight people that just don't like this
shit.
Because I would send him hate mail. I'm not
gay,
straight, bi, or any of that, but I do have lovely family members who are all of the above, and yes, I would come after you too. But you know what?
I'm bi.
Exactly.
And I would
beat
the fuck out of him if I ever saw his ass. I would beat the shit out of him. Just be like, you know what, dude? You want to shoot somebody? Shoot me. Do I look any different than a heterosexual normal person? Do I look any different?
Nothing normal, just heterosexual.
According to him, it's normal.
I want to point out to people who keep saying, and Snow will back me up on this biologically, people who keep saying that, you know, homosexuality is not natural. Animals practice homosexuality.
Absolutely.
And I'm also going to point this out, those of you who are Christian who like to point out, God created Adam and Eve and not Adam and Steve. To point out that there is something wrong with being gay means you are saying that your God made a mistake, but God is infallible. So you deal with that shit while I drop the fucking mic.
Yeah. There's all sorts of shit in the Bible. You all wear gold rings on your left hand when you get married. You're not supposed to adorn yourself in gold. All this other bullshit.
Not supposed to make images of anything in heaven. You're not supposed to be wearing crosses. You all do all kind of crazy shit and then
exactly.
say...
Exactly. Don't be going picking and choosing which rules you want to follow.
Hold on. In defense of Christianity, it is not just Christianity.
No, it's not just Christianity.
It's
but
true.
But in this country, it's primarily our Christians that do it. In other countries, it's Muslims. In other so y'all need to get over this shit. It's not going anywhere. You know, it's not. There's nothing wrong with it. Just because you don't like it doesn't mean everybody else has to dislike it. Not everybody likes the same kind of ice cream or the same kind of pizza. But you don't kill people for it. You just say I don't eat that ice cream, and you keep fucking stepping. Get your
you
ice cream and go.
You don't want to have sex with someone of the same sex. Don't have sex with someone of
hello.
The same sex.
Preach,
thank you.
Okay.
I do want to point out something really good that I saw while I was watching movies and stuff. I don't even know. It was a commercial. I don't even fucking know what the commercial was advertising. I don't. I just got so caught up in the story. So the commercial starts, and it's no one's talking, but it's got music in the background, and everyone's doing sign language, and it's obvious that they're trying to learn sign language. And I had no idea what was going on until the end. There's this little girl sitting there staring at these two women, and they're signing, and of course it's subtitled, and the woman signed, "Hello, beautiful. We're gonna be your new mommies." And yes, and the little girl, her face just lit up, and she did the sign for "I'm excited," and I just burst into tears. And
see, if everybody would just understand that love is love, it does not matter. No, a kid is not gonna care that they have two mommies, two daddies, three daddies, and a mama.
Hot. It's not.
Exactly.
Matter of fact, I was telling Snow. Was it you? I was telling that Preachinatrix and I were having a discussion about what's going on with Bruce Jenner.
Yes.
And people were looking at me in the grocery store like I was strange because I'm making sure my child's acclimated to the world she's going to grow up in. Sorry, you dinosaurs. When my child grows up, she'll be around a bunch of transgendered, gay, lesbian, and bi people, and I don't want her to feel uncomfortable nor make them feel uncomfortable. We all got to live on the same planet. There's no special planet for gay people, no special planet for heterosexual people. We all live here. So, fuck y'all. Anyway, we gotta move along. You got me aggravated. You know that's a sore.
I'm sorry. You know I had to do that like right off the bat so we can end up all happy at the end.
You got me so upset. I got a head rush.
I'm mad. I'm gonna make you mad.
This guy. I need every game that he's ever worked on or created that I don't.
But the best
somehow.
Thing we can do. Best thing we can do is ignore his.
Ignore
ass.
His ass from now on. He no longer exists.
Let's put him off the planet. All right, those of you,
I'll turn it back on.
Let me get Ginger real pissy because I have a lot of friends that do this, and I have to bring Ginger down off of the high cliff too. Those of you who have Facebook who don't like what's going on and want to complain against Facebook, I always say this to you: you don't pay for it, so you cannot complain. Yes, if you don't like it, leave. And it's not that I'm on Facebook's side; it's just that I understand money rules everything. So if you're not paying for it, you really can't do anything about it other than go. But some other companies have said, how about you go ahead and come over here and we'll pay you. We'll pay you for your stuff. It's good.
Really?
Yes. A company called TagSpire, and they're being dubbed as a Pinterest Polyvore hybrid. I have never used Polyvore. I don't know what that's about.
What is that? Polyvore?
I don't know what Polyvore is. And okay. My screen is deciding to do whatever the hell it wants right now, so y'all going to have to wait till like, okay, here we go. Okay, so what they're going to do is pay you to use some of your stuff, your pictures, your whatever. How would y'all want to sign up for something like that?
I would do that.
Yeah. Well, and there's another one. Hang on. I'm trying to get down to the bottom of the page. So there's them, TagSpire. Reddit is saying they do now pay you a little bit of money for your stuff. Ginger, you're a Reddit user. You ever been paid for your – have you posted stuff?
I don't tend to post photos up on Reddit, whatnot. So, not really. No, I've never been paid. No.
Okay. Well, they said
that's cool, though.
Well, they're supposed to be like Pinterest, TagSpire, and they said if you graduate from Pinterest, then you go to TagSpire. I guess when you're all grown up, you go to TagSpire. And then there's another one called Rolling Globe. That's what's it. Rolling Globe is supposed to showcase your travels. You let other people, you know, see where you've gone, and then they can purchase a package based on where you went from booking.com, travel listings, whatever. But they're going to pay you, give you some money. I don't know.
I'm have to tell you this right now. I don't think cat pictures are worth a lot of money. So personally, I don't care how cute your cat is. I'm just saying, and I don't think the travel.
You know,
like,
I
don't
totally
see the,
agree with you, except for I have to put it out there. Twitch. Who thought people could make millions of dollars videoing themselves playing a video game? You are watching
millions
someone
of
else
dollars.
Play a video game.
Yeah.
That's true.
And they are
of
making
dollars.
Buku's worth of money doing
millions,
this.
Millions.
Right now they are, until the next thing comes along.
And I don't know. I know people make money at Twitch. I don't doubt that. I know that. But I don't think they make a ton of money. I know a Twitch streamer personally, and I don't, the guy isn't rolling in dough.
No,
in fact,
they make basically enough to live, but they don't really make, yeah, which is great. I mean, if you can make enough money to survive doing what you love, go for it.
Okay, so are we all in agreement? We're all going to this new platform. Okay, here we go.
No.
Yeah.
I think it's like my mom, like, or like people, like, you know, friends and family post things, and you're like, that's interesting to you, but like,
yeah.
I don't see how interesting it is to any, to very, in fact, it's very rarely interesting to people inside my personal circle, let alone outside my personal circle. I mean, I know there's, and again, there are exceptions to this. There are things that are very interesting and people repost them all the time. Sure. But I think as a whole, I don't know how much money you're actually going to make at that. Even if they dedicate to saying, like, if you get one extra, you get, you know, you put it up there and one person looks at it, we'll give you some sort of money. I don't think you're going to make a lot of money at that, personally.
Or some people are going to learn to take advantage of that real quick. We know some people are very ingenious. Whose catty face is talking?
That'd be mine. Sorry. That'd be mine. She's wanting some attention. My bad.
You know what's going to happen when yours talks and mine hears, and then she wants to talk to her. Y'all don't know. Our catty faces talk on the phone to each other. Y'all,
every time Corey and I are having a conversation, our cats are having a conversation as well. It's very weird.
Yes. One hears, and then the other one comes, and it's like, oh, hey, girl, what you doing?
I have some low-hanging fruit joke there I could hit. But
oh, my gosh.
Earn over $300,000 a year. Jeffrey Schiff, Trump SC on stream.
Oh, no, see, there's always an exception to the rule. There's always an exception to the rule. But the majority of people on Twitch do not make a lot of money. Yeah.
It's true. But then he was talking about cat pictures. You got that one. What is the fucking cat lol hamburger?
No, you're talking about Maru. Is it Maru? Are you talking about Maru?
Maru
was a fucking billionaire. Maru has been in real commercials, okay? They hired Maru to be in one of, what is
right.
it, cat food commercial or something?
Yeah, because he is adorable. Oh, my God.
I mean, and you know, you can say, well, Justin Bieber was found on
YouTube.
Okay, you can give examples of that. I'm just saying it's a very rare thing. That's all
we're
I'm
saying.
Saying.
Well, you're saying that it's probably not going to happen with everybody on this one platform.
Yeah, if this platform is trying to lure you away with promise of cash, I'm just saying that I don't think the majority of people are going to make a significant amount of money at that. Let's say even a small amount of money at that.
You know,
I really don't think it's going to happen.
For pizza a year, I'm happy.
Will it is the question.
I also wanted to mention this right here, because this is something that we never talked about but crossed my mind with Uber. This actually happened locally, that an Uber driver brought a woman home and then sexually assaulted her.
Ooh.
Yeah, I heard about that story.
Yeah, so this happened.
Wait. Is that the one he actually did, or is that the one who got accused of it and then they found out he didn't do it?
No, he did it. No, this bitch did it. But here in Houston, and then the mayor here has now told Uber, you need to background check your people. We're going to background check them too, and if you're refusing to do that, then you can't have Uber in Houston. Did anybody ever try to look at their information? I think I looked at, like Glenn said, it once, what they require for you to be a driver, which I thought was they just need you to have a driver's license. And at the time, I said, well, that's odd. You know, what if, you know, I get somebody to bring me home and, you know, and even Pretenacious was saying one day, if I get lost, I'll just, you know, grab an Uber and come home. And now I'm like, I don't know about that. No, I don't think you will be doing that.
I would rather you get a real taxi that has, you know, some sort of, you know, medallion number that...
Well, you can't ride in a taxi if you're her age. So, but Uber doesn't have an age limit. Yeah, you can't ride in a taxi alone if you're her age. But the Uber, yeah, they don't have an age limit. So now I'm kind of concerned. Does anybody know how they actually choose their drivers? Let's look at that.
I honestly think the drivers volunteer, and then they do. I think they're supposed to do some sort of background check.
They're supposed to, but.
But even a background check is not going to catch every crazy.
No, this is true. This is true.
Let's see. Uber says, ride safety background checks you can trust. Every ride-sharing and livery driver.
Put that up on the screen. Put that up on the screen.
All right, let me get it moved over to the right screen.
Jimmy says, am I the only one who always thought Uber and Lyft are the worst ideas ever? No, I think they are the worst ideas ever.
I agree.
To let some random motherfuckers... drive you around, worst idea ever. Can you say breeding ground for a psycho killer?
See, that's what I was worried about. I was like, how do you check them? It's kind of like, remember I told you I found that Airbnb.com thing, if y'all don't know what that is. It looks awesome. But when I asked the person that told me that they used it all the time, how do they verify these people's houses? It's the same concept. You can go to any city in the world that offers Airbnb and stay at this house that the person is renting out to you, part of their home or a room or whatever have you. And I'm like, how do they screen these people? I don't want to show up and then next thing you know, I'm a movie, you know, 10 years later.
Yeah.
You know, whether I survived or I didn't. So I'm like, how do they screen these people? I that's what I need to know.
That's right. Like, be wary of the Airbnb places that are like, you know, always available, always vacancy.
Well, there's a lot of them when I look that are vacancy and they have reviews.
Right.
But, you know, I could post fake reviews on something I make. That's what has me worried. How are you screening? Is somebody going from your company and saying, okay, you don't have any toes in the freezer, you're good. They could.
Right. I mean, it's bad enough with mom and pop hotels and even some chain hotels, you know, who are owned by local owners. It's hard enough for them to keep their quality up, right? But now you're talking about like people that aren't even. I mean, is just worse.
Yes. And I will tell you, at a hotel in Galveston some years ago, I found syringes under the bed. So I'm like, who the fuck? Used syringes, mind you. Used. I'm like, who the fuck cleaned this room?
Right.
And missed this. And how long have they been under there?
Ew.
And was it before I came in that they were used? Were these sheets changed? Yeah, I left there, just so y'all know, quickly.
I don't blame you.
I'm going to need my money back, right the fuck now.
All right, so
whose turn is it?
Mine.
What?
Mine.
Mine.
What?
Mine.
Well, I pulled up the Uber background check stuff. But.
Mine.
Oh, well, what does it say real quick before she goes?
It shows 7 years, checks county courthouse records going back 7 years for every county of residence, federal courthouse records, National Sex Offender Registry, Social Security Trace, motor vehicle records. They have to pass Uber's own screening, which is no DUI or drug-related driving violations or severe infractions, no hit and runs, no fatal accidents, no history of reckless driving, no violent crimes, no sexual offenses, no gun-related violations, no resisting or evading arrest, no driving without insurance or suspended license charge in the past 3 years. Yeah. So
does Uber pay for all that? See, I don't understand that because that's expensive. To run those kinds of background checks is very expensive.
I think from what I understand from there's someone I have on my Facebook, but they had to apply, and I think she had to pay for all of this to be done.
That would make sense if that was the case. That would make a lot of sense. But I'm just I mean, there's things that could be missed there, right? There are instances where maybe you have done those things but never been convicted of those things. Like, where is that record? I mean, and I get that a normal company wouldn't necessarily catch that either, but at least you would have a boss, theoretically, right? And you would have somewhere, you know, you have somewhere you have to go, you have to go get their cars, or you couldn't just use your own personal car, so you have to check in somewhere so they could see you face-to-face, right? And you'd hope at least that extra level of interaction with somebody from the company whose responsibility is to make sure that you are all that you say you are, right? At least that is there. That is present with a normal company, like a taxi company or something. That is not present in this scenario, and that's where I have the issue.
And kind of the same thing with Postmates. Postmates, when I looked at them, it was pretty much you have a driver's license, you have insurance, you have a car, and you can go pick stuff up for people. Now, again, we were thinking it's a great idea. And I actually was looking at them one morning. I was like, ooh, I think I really just want me some French toast from IHOP. I'm going to call them and have them deliver it. And then something occurs to me that I don't know this person that's bringing me food. And I know, I don't know the pizza guy either, but usually when he works for Domino's, if I call and say he slipped a roofie in my pizza, I got somebody to sue.
Exactly, yep.
But as an independent driver for this company, and then I'm worried about they can go pick up prescriptions and things like that. I'm like, you know, a good drug addict can appear normal for an extended amount of time.
And I wondered about that when you told me that, because when I used to work in pharmacy, there were already laws here in Texas, at least.
Yes.
That if you weren't the person on the prescription, you couldn't pick it up if it was a certain class of drugs.
You can now. That's what has me worried. So you send somebody to pick up, you know, Vicodin, and it will never make it to you, you know, or you notice there's a few missing out of your bottle. I'm supposed to have 50 Vicodin, I have 5. What the fuck is this? So I'm like, I'm kind of leery about some of these businesses popping up. They sound like great ideas, but I think we need to limit it to something like movie delivery. You know, bring me movies. Can you bring me tires, tools, things like that that you, I'm not worried about you tampering with, but... I had to stop for a second. I was like, pre-teenage sex, I think we're going to go get our own French toast. That's what I think. This is a lumberjack
company.
All I think of is you're inviting a stranger to your home that you don't know.
Not just a stranger, but a stranger that's going to have something that I ingest.
Yes. Because every time you get food delivered to your house, you're inviting a stranger to your house.
But
you know,
we're talking about a random stranger that they're not maybe checking for diseases. That's the other thing. I was like, because y'all know I'm a germaphobe. I'm like, oh, my God.
Gross.
At home chainsaw delivery. That's what I want.
That would be, you're joking, but that would probably work better. You know how many guys that are like, you know, what you call the shade tree mechanic that's like, I can't find my wrench. They'd like to be able to pick up the phone. Yeah, I need a socket number 5, blah, 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 bring it to my house. They would love that. But food, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if it was something like pick up my laundry or something, you know?
Yes.
I'd be okay with that.
Yes,
I'll tell you this.
Beer
is a
closed container. Beer, the canned kind, you cannot put that back together and give it to you.
I bought a new car. I left the lot, and about 2 hours later, I had a flat tire. And I called. I called the roadside assistance that was part of purchasing the car, right? And about an hour later, two guys show up in a Mercedes Benz, and they get out of their car and they're wearing, it looks like to me, like pajama tops, right? And jeans. And they come and they swap my tire out for the donut, and then they have me sign a little piece of paper, and they get back in their Mercedes Benz and leave. Now I have never, ever, ever, I'm expecting like a tow truck. I mean, I called this 800 number. They're like, okay, where are you? You know, all that was normal. And then these two guys show up in a Mercedes Benz. It was the weirdest, roadside assistance I've ever had. And I don't know if they're contracting out to a service like this. I don't think so, but I don't know. Or if that's just how weird their service is. Like they sold this to a major car company or to a major car dealer in the area, and that's just how they operate. Like, I don't know. It was weird. It was like something like
that. Before. Never with me, but you still have to be careful with even those guys, you know, especially with...
They weren't wearing uniforms. There's no uniforms, so I don't know who these guys are.
You know,
right?
even when my truck died, I called the tow truck, and it was a regular tow truck. He, you know, loaded my truck on the back of his truck, but you best believe the whole time Corey's riding in his truck with him when he's bringing me home, I had my hand in my purse on my knife. He's like, are you cold? I was like, no. He said, what do you have? You have your hand in your purse. Nothing. I'm just,
I got cold steel.
I just like to keep my hand in the purse. My knife is open in my purse. I'm like, you turn and go the wrong way. That's the last fucking turn you're going to make, dude. I don't know where we're going. Just slice. No. Yeah. But anyway. That's a scary. We live in a scary world. People are trusting. We got to. Thank you, Game News. Hello.
What?
Somebody's tweeting to us. Hello.
Oh.
But we need some. We need to do a couple more stories, and then I need to do these theme sales because I got reamed last week for us not even being here. I'm supposed to know what to buy. I don't know, maybe you should flip on the steam sale on your own. Thank you for being so codependent on us, but hey.
You should buy Reign of Kings. Yeah.
If you want to play with Ginger, then buy Reign of Kings.
Yes, yes. I need more people to, you know, kidnap. Yeah. take back to my nunnery of doom.
Okay, I want to make sure that everybody understands she is talking about a game. Okay.
Yeah, I can't even talk.
Yeah, totally a game. Mm-hmm, yeah.
You're going to get us in trouble. What is wrong with you?
Somebody's going to come up missing tomorrow.
The views of Ginger Rocks.
You're going to say somebody's going to come up missing, and when they find them tied up on the side of the road, they're going to be listening to GGR, and they're going to be like, they did it. They did it.
Well, you see what happened for it was that they made the wrong left turn, and we were supposed to go right, and I thought they were going to kidnap me, and...
Let me give a disclaimer right quick. The views of Ginger Rocks do not necessarily represent the views of GGR as a whole. Just keep that in mind, people. Okay, thanks. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
I'm still trying to find me a second MMO. I just want to say that.
Good luck with that.
Anybody want to go? Because if not, I have a
I've been wanting to go. But
okay, go. Go ahead. Go, baby. Go,
baby. Are you sure? Okay, all right. Well, I wanted to, and I don't remember how to do this now, so... I don't really share my. Oh, I got it now.
Wait. It's like riding a bike.
Yeah, I know.
Riding a biker. Say it
screen
right.
Share.
A biker.
That's what we want. We want to
ride a biker.
Like riding a biker.
I forgot how to do that. All right, share. Here we go. So, I wanted to talk about this new. So for those of us who, I know you guys like amusement parks, right? I love amusement parks personally.
Not particularly, but continue.
Okay, well, I like amusement parks, and as a gamer, there's a lot of us who don't like. You know, Corey, for instance, does not like amusement parks. Well, what if there's an amusement park that caters to gamers? So there's this new company called – there's this new amusement park coming out called The Void. And I was going to play a little bit of the video here for you, essentially. I'm going to make this full screen. So The Void promises to service – basically to service those of us who don't like amusement parks but do like – enjoy video games. It's a video game amusement park.
Okay.
So let me just hide that. There we go. So you can get a chance. This video will kind of tell you everything about it. So there's a lady walking through, but this is what she's seeing.
Oh, so they're using Oculus Rift.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Oh, see that right there? It's fucking hot. Oh, yes. Okay, I can do that right
there. Holy fuck.
Is it really going to look like this, though? I don't know. I don't know.
I can tell you, but the weirdo at fucking PAX wouldn't let me try on the Oculus Rift. Cannibalistic.
I mean, it looks pretty interesting. If it's going to be like this.
Oh my God, I would spend all my time there.
I would never leave.
Just plug me in. Just plug me the fuck in.
We've been waiting for this one, right?
Oh my God.
I'm surprised you guys haven't heard about this. It promises a lot. Now, if it really delivers on this, that's the real question, right?
Maybe. Maybe not. You know, that kind of goes with my story, ironically. One of the ones I was going to throw out there, which is that Oculus Rift is going to be shipping the first quarter of next year. So it's possible that's exactly what they're using. Oh, I like that. See, did you see the little chair?
Yeah, little chair thing. Yep.
Oh, my God.
Wait. Is that part of something I can buy, that little chair thing?
Oh, look at that. Look at he's holding stuff. Oh, my God. That's hot.
Where is this?
It's called The Void. I don't know if there's actually a place yet. I think this is a concept.
See that? Oh, we gotta go there. We gotta do this.
Yeah, this seems like this would have to be some sort of theme park thing.
Yes.
And I would go. I would go, and I would never leave.
We all go in because that's see how they had the four of us there. Yes.
It'd be one of those come closing time. You'd find me hiding out, standing on top of a toilet, so you couldn't see my feet. Yeah.
You can go to thevoid.com, apparently.
I'm the healer. I'm the healer.
Who's tanking? Because if you ain't tanking...
I don't know what this next thing is.
Okay, stop.
I can either be tank or I can be DPS.
I need to be the tank. I got some... Infinite window.
There we go.
Infinite window.
I took care of it. I stopped it.
Infinite window. That is pretty cool, Blaster.
I thought it was pretty... So that was my story. My story has legs.
I'm all, excited now. All right.
But there's a couple of things. Okay, so one thing is, and I was trying to look this up now. This company has a bad reputation, though, and I'm trying to.
Oh hell! You had to dash our hopes.
I know. Hold on a second.
Then why'd you bring? You know what? just like a man to get us all worked up and then not even be able to.
Hold on a second. I was trying to find, and I forget what it was. They had, it was, let's see here. Virtual entertainment centers. So, these theme parks, or rather virtual entertainment centers, are coming to major cities throughout North and South America. So, according to their website. But I was trying to find out what they built before this. There's something else that they had built. And one second. Sorry about that. My story's a little bit weak now because I can't remember what it was.
Okay.
There's something that they promised. Anyways, moving on. There's something that they promised in the past that they didn't deliver on. And so people are a little bit, you know, wary about this whole thing.
Okay. Then, since you don't know, we didn't move on. I'm going to do some quick headlines, and then I'm going to tell you all about a beta that we,
We have not talked about?
What?
What you have in the show description.
Oh, yes. So I probably need to do that really quickly. Okay.
Yeah.
So people are going to be like, what the hell happened? Okay, so you all know Felicia Day is our queen. All hail the queen. All hail the geek queen. And you all know that she's also an actress in addition to being a geek and had a recurring role on the show Supernatural. I'm just going to spoil it because I'm pissed the fuck off. She got killed last night.
Can they bring her back?
Of course they can bring her back. The point is that she shouldn't have died in the first fucking place.
Agreed.
I love the show Supernatural, but they are extremely sexist and a little bit racist over there.
Yes.
And here's the funny. The racism is if you are... Let me lay it down for you. If you are a white woman who does not have red hair, you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a black man, you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
If you are an Asian man, you're going to die.
Mm-hmm. Hey!
Sorry. If you are an Asian woman, you are going to die.
You know, and this is horrible. I mean, because if you think about it, most horror videos have all been this way. Black man, there's always the token black man who dies, like, right off the bat. There's always the blonde bimbo who goes off by herself, dies right off the bat.
True story.
Now, as a woman of color, I appreciate that you love us so much. But can you stop killing off all the good people? Felicia's the first redhead to die. But they had two redheads, so one had to go, I guess.
Not Felicia, though. Felicia's fucking hot.
Well,
and
so
you
the
know
other lady,
that
so
you
the
know,
lady,
you
but the
know
thing is, she's our geek.
She's why so many fucking geeks watch that show.
Yeah, she did. A whole lot of people that were geeky were watching the show. We were commenting on the fact that she had a Zelda t-shirt last night. I was like, I saw it. Like, Link is on her shirt. Yeah, so anyway. She got killed off. So, guys, visit Miss Day's page, and I would urge you to go over to WB and talk to Mr. I forgot his fucking name, who does the show, Ken, whatever your name is. Oh, Eric Kripke. Eric, we need Felicia back on the show. We need at least one woman.
Bring her back. Bring
her back. They brought her back from the dead once. Can we get her back again? Or at least make her a bad guy. I don't really care. Well, she was a bad guy one episode. But anyway, bring her back. We need her back on the show. I may have to stop watching if y'all keep this up. Okay. All right.
Oh, now, shit. You going to break up with Supernatural?
Well, just for a little while.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Know,
all right.
You know, I you like
need
to
do, you need to do steam sales or we're going to hear
I'm trying to run down some quick headlines.
Hurry it up.
Sales. Okay, quickly. John Riccielo from City Skyline is going to be speaking at Unite Europe, if you love that game. And I know most all of us here do, except for Ginger, who we cannot get to play. But if she gets in, she's going to fall in love. Sega is not going to be at E3. Do not look for them. They had some issues this year. You also have EA
is
made
a whole... Is it still around?
Yeah, they are.
Yep.
EA has made a ton of fucking cash, believe it or not, this past season. Like $4.5 billion. Their sales are up. Yay! Boo! At the same time.
Despite
controversy.
Because EA is the devil. Go ahead.
Bungie is raising some money for Nepal. If you want to go and check out their website, they're giving some limited edition Destiny t-shirts, shaders, emblem, all that good stuff. I think that's going to be it for some quick headlines. Yay. Okay, so now I got to get to Steam. Oh, I got to tell you guys about this beta. Let me show you before we go over to Steam sales. I'm trying to fit it all in, people, because I know y'all going to be all upset. Y'all get your panties in a wad. All right, this game right here is accepting, well, it's not a game, actually. It's a website. Mm-hmm. We've gone over here to look for sales. They are basically taking on Steam. See what I did there? taking on Steam. They're offering a beta if you want to try it out. GOG, usually I go here to get my old school games, but they're like, we're going to bring it new. What you got, Steam? Not only do we have the old school games on old consoles like the Sega Genesis, like your Nintendo, like your old PC games, we got some new shit over here for you, too.
Mm-hmm. She said they're building up a Steam clone.
Yes, and they're also going to be going to Twitch. And again, this is DRM free for your old games. So you won't have any issues there if you had one of those games that had a CD. DRM free. Look what they got. They're not playing around. Look at that. Banished.
Banished. Oh, damn.
Yeah, they're not playing around. They're not fucking around over there. Look at all these Star Wars games. Look at all this.
Knights of the Old Republic. That's a
yeah,
good game.
And it's wait a minute. Was that there? I got to get that again. Okay, so yeah. See, I may have to come over here. So those of you who love your Star Trek games, what did I play? I used to play one of these. I don't remember which one. Was it Fleet Academy? Look at how cheap. They call theirs Digital Premiere. I kind of like that. So what do y'all think? You think they can take Steam?
Well, it depends. I mean, Origin's been around for a while, and Origin kind of took on Steam, and they're still around.
Not really. Origin didn't really take on Steam. Origin kind of sucks.
Origin was a very niche kind of thing. The GOG looks like it's trying to break out of that little niche and trying to go.
Yeah, Origin only has EA games, mostly only.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
Right here, I think, is going to be the clincher where they might get Steam money back. Guarantee it works. We guarantee it.
Ooh, yes.
And that is truth because I have had an issue with the game and had them give me a game. So I know that one's true. That may be where they get Steam because Steam don't really give a fuck. Oh, you spent your money and don't work? Sorry.
That's true, too.
We ain't even got no customer service. So not that I'm trying to down Steam. I love Steam. You know, they do what they
do. I love me some Steam.
I do love them. Speaking of which, let me switch
Steam
over.
Steam sales.
Steam game. Let me give y'all some Steam sales before I have to cut y'all bitches. I was looking at this because I need me a new MMO, but it is Terra, and apparently it's free to play unless you want the DLC, which is going to cost you about this much.
It finally went free or not?
God damn, $94.
That's
fuck
for
that
the DLC.
Oh.
Right.
Free to play. It's free to play.
That's how they get you. It's free. But
I need to know, though, is this DLC stuff? I mean, is this, like, shit that I can't explore without?
I don't, that's a good question.
Well, this says try different classes, so, yeah, it may be some stuff they're going to force you to buy.
Oh, fuck your couch, bitch. No. You know, if you want to put in, like, some mini store where I can buy, like, different colors to put on my armor or funny little hats, I will do that. But no, you ain't charging me for extra classes and slots and all that other bullshit.
You know who actually does this very well, speaking of Origin, is Dragon Age. You can buy it or you can play long enough to earn it. It may take you a while longer to play to earn it, but you can get it, you know, two different ways, and I like that. I may not want to buy it. I may want to earn it through play and that kind
of... Which is what I've done. I earn all my shit through playing.
Yep. Here's another one. Blaster doesn't want to play with me anymore. Wizard Wars. You know, you throw a fireball...
Yeah.
One time, and then people get all pissy.
That's right. You stabbed me in the back.
I didn't stab you. I threw a fireball.
Oh, you shot me in the back with a fireball.
She blew your ass up with a fireball.
I did not know
it was going to be that realistic because, you know, logically it makes sense. We have a shield around us. I throw a fireball. It's going to ricochet off of the shield. Okay, but I didn't think that would happen. I thought it was going to go through. You do it one time, you can't live it down. But if you want to play Wizard Wars, it is now free to play. It's very fun to play in a group. Just remember, when you put up the shield, don't throw any powers. It's going to bounce off the shield on the inside. It does not go through. And then people like Blaster won't let you live it down. Mm-hmm. They don't want to play with you anymore, all that kind
of stuff. No, I ain't playing. I'm taking my toys going home.
Here's another one called
he's
a gate.
So angry. Oh, my God.
He's been angry about that for years. This happened years
hashtag
ago.
Hashtag never forget.
See? This happened years ago. He literally left the game. I don't want to play anymore. Corey done killed everybody.
Right. That's right. I don't play that game no more. That's why. Hashtag never forget.
See? The gate is another one. It's getting mixed reviews. I'm not going to tell you it's good or bad. You decide on your own. It is free to play. See? This weekend. I know you got paid this week. But
oh, that's a card game.
I like some card games, I think. Turn-based business, if you like that. Free to play. Choose your team. I don't like turn-based, at least not this one. It's not doing anything for me. I'm not. No, turn-based and cards, no, that's too much. It's too much. Blaster will play it, though. Won't you, Blaster?
Hashtag never forget.
I didn't say with me. I said, you know.
There's something wrong with him. There is something wrong with him.
Oh, Deep World. Maybe you like playing this one. This is a 2D MMO. It looks adorable.
I will tell
you. It does look cute.
It looks adorable. I kind of want to play this, but the review.
It looks like it's got like a whole Indiana Jones sort of thing going on.
It looks adorable.
DuckTales did it first.
Oh my God, DuckTales! Yes.
I'm sorry, I had to do it. Okay. I hate y'all. I hate you. I hate all of you. All right, those of you like to build stuff, you don't want to play with Ginger so she doesn't kidnap you. You can play Zion Prelude. It's on sale for $29.99. Maybe you want to play Marvel Heroes free.
Look Maybe they want to get kidnapped by Ginger. You never know.
I would have fun. I might marry them off to some random person, but hey.
See, that's why you don't play with Ginger. Okay, we got like 1 minute. Mars. Yeah, looking for love on Mars. Looking for love in all the wrong places. Okay.
What?
$3.99.
That would be the wrong place, Mars.
Infestation, Survivor Story, Black Mesa.
Black Mesa. Hey, go back to Black Mesa. We got
like a minute left. Well, our blog talk. Well, we can keep talking.
If we spent the last minute on Black Mesa, it would be well worth it.
Well, we're going
to gosh.
Creativerse.
I kind of want to play that one.
I kind of want to play this one. Project Cars. I do. I know y'all. Y'all know I love my simulators. I get to build. I get to put the cars together. I got the parts. I'm not saying I want to race them because I think that's what they have you do. Just let me put it together.
I got the parts.
Oh my gosh.
Nobody asked you about your... You know, then again, I don't think this is the same game I think it is. In any case...
Yeah, it doesn't look like it.
Yeah. You got a bunch of stuff here.
Hey, what? Ginger. Jimmy says you can kidnap him.
Yay! I'll take you back to my nunnery.
Nunnery,
hey, Jimmy, nunneries are full of chicks. Just saying.
And oh my gosh.
It's also called a
nunnery, as in you get none.
As in you get none.
You get none. All right, you got your standards on sale. Besiege, Icewind, Democracy.
Terraria is actually a good game.
Democracy is not a good game. I'm just going to tell you.
No.
Do not buy Democracy.
Democracy is not a game, Corey. It's serious business, all right?
Oh, my God. You know what? Just hush.
Okay, we're out of here. People are insane.
All right, and on that note, I'm going to take us out. Tune in on Tuesday for Pixnista, favorite Pixel Fashionista, stick and vision and fashion. That's how we like it. You can tune in. You can favorite us if you like us. Favorite you don't, because that's how we roll. And on that note, say good night. Bye.
No, 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 no. We can see that girl coming.